Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, Gary?
Well, you know, everybody's getting ready for holidays. Are you ready?
Of course not. That's last minute, Lori, but I will be.
People in my neighborhood are putting up their decorations. We even have one person in the neighborhood that has a countdown decoration in the middle of the blow-up thing. It shows how many days are left till Christmas.
Cute.
And I kind of look at that and think, well, are they doing the same thing that I'm encouraging people to do? They're getting ready for an event that's about to happen. In this case, it's a short-term event. You know, we're 30, 35 days away from that day, but people are putting their lights up, they're decorating, they're thinking about getting out. You know, if you're coming into Fairhope, you got to think about driving a little bit slower now because there's some speed limit reductions. So that's a change that some people are going to have to deal with. But it's just like in retirement planning. You know, you start your planning. Hopefully you start it early if you can. But there are things that change that make you change what you're doing. And so I kind of look at decorating for Christmas in a way similar to what you're doing when you're trying to retire for retirement. Because, you know, there's certain questions you ask yourself when you get ready to decorate for the holidays. Do I have the right lights? Do I have enough blow-up things? Or do I have enough animated things? Or do I just want to be a little more conservative?
Did I miss anyone that should have a present?
Ooh, we're going through our Christmas card list right now because we send Christmas cards out to a lot of our clients. And, you know, things happen during the year, so we're having to make sure that we're sending those cards out to the right people and that we don't miss anybody. Like you just said, do I have a present for everybody that I need? Am I ready? Am I prepared? And retirement is no different. You know, we're talking about a much longer-term event, but you need to start asking yourself questions when you're thinking about retirement. Some people, and maybe a few more than less today, are thinking about retiring early. You know, our economic conditions are a little bit different than they were a few years ago. So some people are saying, maybe I want to go ahead and pull that chain early. So what are some of the questions you need to think about if you're thinking about retiring early? And I have some experience in this because I set my retirement age when I was 16. Now, I know that sounds kind of hokey, doesn't it? But when I was 16, I went to a meeting with my dad of a motivational speaker, and among other things, he said, you know, think about where you want to be in the future. And I thought, well, I think I'd like to retire early. Now, I didn't retire as early as I thought I could, but I did retire earlier than some other people, and there were some challenges there. I had to ask myself some of the same questions that I'm asking my clients today, even before I got into this business and started helping people prepare for that day. You know, I had to ask myself, am I going to have enough money to maintain my lifestyle? I don't know if I asked the question that way, but I think I just said, am I going to have enough money? Am I doing the right thing by putting my money in different places? Am I sure I'm going to be okay? And do I have anybody that can help me? And I used a financial planner quite often in the 20, 30 years I was getting ready for retirement. He couldn't answer all my questions, but he definitely helped me to keep on track every year by saying, hey, what am I doing this year that I may not have done last year? Are there any big changes I need to make? So we make sure we ask our clients those questions, especially in the initial meeting with us. We ask a lot of questions when someone comes to sit down and let us help plan when they're going to retire, how they're going to retire, if they can afford to retire, what kind of hiccups they're going to have to prepare for along the way, you know, inflation, healthcare cost, taxes, you name it. Those are the kind of things that we ask people when they come and trust us with planning how they're going to enjoy their retirement.
Because it's not cookie cutter. Everyone is different, and their situations and their dreams and goals are different, right?
Yep. Everybody has their own idea.
You sit down with a complimentary consultation. There's no pressure. There's no obligation. A fact-finding mission to see if you can help with their retirement and to see if they have things in place as they think they do. All we're asking our radio show listeners to do is pick up the phone and call for that complimentary consultation. Get a second opinion with Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Those numbers are local, 625-1226.
625-1226.
If you need it, toll-free is available, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And go to the website, relaxretire.com.
Relaxretire.com.
And that's it. And, you know, leave us a question on the website. I had probably three calls this last week, asking me different questions from people who were not clients. And, you know, I'll do my best to answer a question for you, because if I answer the question and give you some ideas about what you need to be thinking about, maybe you call me back and set an appointment to do an initial evaluation. Some people call it a discovery meeting. In that meeting, we're going to sit down and talk for 30, 45, maybe an hour or a little bit more about exactly where you are, because you've got to establish a starting place. And once you have a starting place, you can say, well, how can I set in motion the plans that I need to make sure that I can afford my lifestyle in retirement? That's the key, I think, in sitting down and deciding when you want to retire, how you want to retire, where you want to retire, whether you want to call your retirement, or whether you want to call it just having a new career, that maybe you're doing something that you've always liked doing, but you always thought you had to stay in that one place because of the earnings and the savings that you were able to generate there. So we try and help people ask themselves the kind of questions to help them think about what they want their retirement to look like. You know, how much risk do you want to take? We've seen a pretty large shift in the last year in people that are using our types of strategies, because people are worried about the kind of risk that they're taking right now. You know, will inflation stay around with us for a long time? It kind of looks like right now that inflation is coming under control. You know, the Federal Reserve did not raise interest rates at their last meeting. They may not raise it at their next meeting, but they could, because inflation's a tough thing for them to just try and handle, and it takes a while to get it under control. And when you think about going to the grocery store today, does it cost you less today than last year?
Of course. Oh, no.
Now, last week we were hearing all the ads for grocers who were trying to help people by keeping turkey prices down, or, you know, the price of the meal that everybody enjoys when they get together. That's a short-term thing, and I applaud them for doing that, because that helps people take a break and think, okay, well, you know what, we're dealing with some different things now. And you deal with it all through your life in retirement. Are you going to have enough money? Are you going to be able to afford your health care? Are your taxes going to go up? Are you going to be alone? We deal with this all the time, and I'll talk about some of those things a little later in the show here. But, you know, right now is probably one of the best times to sit down and think about how much risk you want to take with the money that you've been diligently putting away for 25, 35, maybe 45 years so that you can maintain your lifestyle in retirement. That's the most important thing, not to have to make major changes other than the change of, well, I might not be going in to that same place to go to work every day that I've been doing for 35, 40 years or however long you've been planning for retirement. You know, our job is to help you figure out how to get there, how to not lose your money, because if you go back and listen to people like Warren Buffett, and I know I probably say this way too often on the show, never lose money.
It's now, a good rule.
Well, if you never lost any money, think of that old thing, if you had a penny and you doubled it every day, how long it would take you to have $1 million. It's pretty quick, but most people can't do that. You know, I think it was like a month where your penny would double into a huge amount of money. We can't do that in retirement because there are things that we have to plan for, the things we have to deal with, kids growing up. I just talked to someone this morning that was having to take a lot more care of their parent. And that's something we run into a lot in retirement as people are living longer.
So if you need help planning your retirement, we encourage you to call Gary Garner at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation. No pressure, no obligation. Just pick up the phone and get started. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So, you know, some of the questions you want to ask yourself are, do I have an income plan? You know, are you going to be able to rely on Social Security? There's some people right now that are really pointing out that if we don't make changes in the way that we are paying for Social Security, that by 2033, a lot of us are going to take a hit on our benefits. That means that we've got to have an income plan that may have to absorb some additional costs that we weren't planning on right now. So, you know, most people's income plan is Social Security. If you're lucky enough to have a pension, you have an income plan there. A lot of people, and you can call it a 401k, you can call it an IRA, are setting up their own pension plans, either with a withdrawal percentage strategy or with a strategy that says, hey, I've put my income somewhere where I can rely on an income that will last my entire life, my spouse's entire life, and could possibly leave something there for our kids. It just depends on you know, what your priorities are. Are you taking too much risk as you approach retirement? You know, when you're young, and I was the same way, when I was young, I took some pretty big risks when I was trying to invest money. And I had enough time to make up some of those hiccups. My son is experiencing that right now. He's in his 30s, and he bit on the Bitcoin bandwagon. Unfortunately, he didn't make money on it like he thought he would. Then he put money in something else, and it's kind of struggling right now. But when you're young, you have enough time to take those kind of risks to see if you can get an above average return. The thing with not losing money might also be saying, hey, I want a reasonable return versus a high return. High returns are great when you can get them, but high returns come with high risks. So would it be better to take a reasonable amount of risk and get a reasonable return? What do you think a reasonable amount of return is? I know what I used to ask years ago. I would sit with my guy every year and say, hey, how much are we going to be able to make doing this or this or this next year? And one time I looked at him and I said, so what should you be able to make me on average? And he took a minute to think, and he said, you know, Gary, on average, if I'm getting you a 5% return, now that sounds kind of low, doesn't it? But remember, on average, if I can average every year a 5% return, then I'm doing pretty good. And in some years, yeah, we're going to have a jump there. In some years, we're going to have a loss. It's the losses that hurt you in retirement in the early years that really derail a retirement plan. So as you get into your 40s, and especially when you get into your 50s, you really need to start looking at where you're putting your money to reduce the risk of not having enough money to maintain your lifestyle in retirement. And one way to do that is to put your money in long-term strategies which will protect you against risk, protect you against the market drops, and reward you when the market is up. That's one of the things that we help people do on a routine basis, helping you put together your own pension plan that you can rely on, that you can wake up every day and say, hey, did I lose anything yesterday? Oh, wait a minute. I can't lose anything. I can only not make something if the market has a bad year. That's a pretty safe strategy, and I always have to temper when I say safe. Safe depends on other factors sometimes that we can't control, but by taking a modest approach as you get older, you're protecting yourselves from those unexpected losses.
So if you would like to learn how you can participate in the market gains but not the market losses, pick up the phone and call Gary Garner at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Take advantage of the complimentary consultation simply by calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you know, that can be an in-person meeting. That can be a meeting over the phone. For those of you that are really computer savvy, it can be a Zoom meeting, which is very easy to set up. But the important thing is to make that step to say, I'm going to make some changes that are going to affect how I can live the rest of my life so that I can relax and retire the way that I want to do. And one of the other things that we really have to be careful about is when we're thinking about our retirement, not factoring in the cost of our healthcare cost. Right now, we're helping people, and if you're new to Medicare, we're helping people look at which plans are best for them. If you're not new to Medicare, and if you've had Medicare benefits either through a supplemental plan or an Advantage plan, it's a good idea to take a look at those plans. I had a client call me the other day and say, hey, I didn't really want to change my plan this year, but I saw my doctor the other day, and he told me that he's not going to be working with this carrier next year. So, you know, if you want to keep seeing me, you can either pay out of pocket, which most people would rather not do, because if you pay out of pocket versus letting the insurance carrier pay, you're going to pay a higher cost to go see a doctor. So you may think your plan is wonderful, you may be happy with your plan, but it is still a very good idea to call someone like me and say, hey, here's the plan I'm in. I need to check and make sure the doctors that I'm seeing are still in this plan, because doctors do change in and out of plans, and you may not be able to see the doctor you wanted to see. There are ways that you can see any doctor anywhere by using Original Medicare and a supplemental plan. That's a plan that for a lot of people is very appropriate. You have a fixed monthly cost, you have no deductibles and no copays. Now, but you do have that fixed monthly cost. For some people, an Advantage plan is a better plan. You don't have typically a monthly cost, but you do have a copay and deductibles, and you have a copay when you go see a regular doctor. Sometimes that regular doctor, like a GP, the copay can be as low as zero. But when you go see a specialist, cardiologist, urologist, gynecologist, orthopedic, those have copays, and you have to measure whether the amount of time that you're visiting with a doctor will be more expensive with copays and deductibles than it would be if you just had a supplement where you could go to any doctor you want anywhere in the country, and there's no copays and there's no deductibles. So if you're wondering if you have the right Medicare plan, come and talk to us. There's no charge to look at the plans. We don't have access to every plan, but we can help you look at every plan via a site on the internet. So even if it's not a plan that I personally am representing, we can compare that to whatever plan you're thinking about to make sure you're getting the best benefits at the most reasonable cost for that's appropriate for you, because healthcare costs are expensive.
So you offer a complete separate consultation on Medicare.
Yes, we have to do that based on Medicare rules.
So if you're interested in looking at this enrollment period and if any changes should be made for your Medicare, you can also call these numbers to contact Gary Garner at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope for a complimentary Medicare consultation. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Let me tell you how important it is to be making the right decisions for your health care. In a recent study, it was estimated that a couple 65 years old, based on the lifespan that we have today, over their lifetime would spend upwards of $300,000 to $350,000 out of pocket over their lifetime. And that includes Medicare deductibles, copays. We have a cost for our Part B Medicare benefits, and that cost is going to go up slightly for 2024. I think it's around $4 a month. It's important to take a look at what you have to make sure that it's appropriate for you. So don't forget about thinking about healthcare cost. Here's something also we routinely see. You know, couples are not always the same age when they retire. And one of the people in a marriage may want to retire early, may be able to retire early. But since they're a few years younger, when they retire, they'll qualify for Medicare. But the other person may not qualify for Medicare because they're not old enough. So you have to think about going back into the private insurance arena. And based on your income, you can go on to the government site or you can go to other places. Medical insurance is pretty expensive. I love Medicare. I'm fortunate enough to have been on it for about 4 years now. And Medicare is a great insurance plan. We have to make sure that our legislatures keep thinking about how we can modify the criteria for paying for it, because Social Security and Medicare are pay-as-you-go programs, and there's projections right now, and some of these projections are pretty accurate, that if we don't make some changes in the way that we're paying back into our trust fund, that by the time we get to 2033, which sounds a long time off, but it isn't, we're going to have some pretty dramatic cuts in the benefits for Medicare and for Social Security. I'm not telling you to worry about that today. I'm telling you today, when you're planning your retirement, make sure that you're factoring in healthcare cost, especially if there's a difference in age between you and your spouse. Think about those things. Make sure when you retire, you're not enjoying retirement too much. You know, all of a sudden you got a lot of free time. And it's easy to say, oh, let's go do this. Well, if you've had a good income plan, you might be able to afford to do some of those things. And I hope you do. I quite often talk to people and say, well, I don't know if I need to plan too much because I don't think I'll live that long. And my question back to them is, well, what if you do? You never want to run out of money before you run out of life. That was something that my father-in-law, Jim Bird, said on this show for so many years, and it is so true.
Yes, it is.
You know, nobody wants to be broke, and nobody wants to be not able to provide the things that they think they can enjoy in retirement. And working with someone like me early, if you can, I would encourage anybody in their 30s and 40s, come sit down with someone like me and let's talk about the long-term future for you. Because one thing you're going to deal with, especially, well, we're all going to deal with it, are higher taxes. Our taxes are set to go up in another 2 years, 2025 or 2026. I may be wrong about that. But our 2017 Tax Reduction Act sunsets. I think it's 2025. So our tax rates are already set to go back up to what they were in 2017. Congress can change that at any time, and that's kind of their prerogative. So you have to think about how much you're going to have to give away. I shouldn't say give away, share with the IRS if you've taken them on as a partner, which we all do in tax-deferred retirement plans.
In addition to inflation, I don't think it's going to go down. It's going to just keep going up.
Well, inflation goes up and down. We have had tax reductions in the past, but it's kind of like Ben Franklin said, the only thing in life that is absolute is death and taxes. And unfortunately, the way our government is spending, they need more taxes. Speaking about taxes, right now, we just sent out an email to remind our clients about RMDs, required minimum distributions. If you are 73 years old this year and you've been putting money in a tax-deferred retirement plan, it's time for you to start sharing the money that you've saved with the IRS. Not sharing. They own a portion of it, and they're knocking on the door when you turn 73 and saying, hey, I want my share.
Another reason to pick up the phone and call for some advice and some assistance with your retirement at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. It can be complicated, but they'll sit down in a casual, non-pressure atmosphere and make things make sense for you. Simply call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And you know, I'm not a tax preparer. I'm not a CPA, but here's something I can share with you because, you know, when most of us think about Social Security, we think, oh, well, that's my money. Well, yes, it is your money, but you can also share. I preferred the word share. Share that with the IRS because your Social Security benefits can be taxable based on how much money you earn per year. For singles, if you're single, if your adjusted gross income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you may have to pay income tax on half your Social Security benefits. If you make more than $34,000 and you're single, then you may be taxed on up to 85% of your Social Security benefits. So that check you get every month, once you pull that golden chain and retire, that number will look nice, but you may be sharing some of that back in the form of taxes with the IRS. Married couples have a little bit of a break. If you're making between $32,000 and $44,000, that's the 50% threshold, and more than $44,000, that's where you may be taxed on 85% of your Social Security benefits. And the only way to lower your taxes is to lower your adjusted modified gross income. I don't like that because that means I just need to make less money, and if I make less money, I have to adjust my lifestyle. My job is to help find ways for my clients to not be able or not have to adjust their lifestyle any more than they have to in retirement. So come in and talk with us. Come sit down with us for 30, 40 minutes or the rest of your life. Let us help you plan for that retirement date so that you can retire your way. That's what this show is about.
That's right. And with the new year approaching, why not have a new plan, or at least be confident in the retirement plan you have.
Exactly.
So you may have been listening to this program for years. It's time to pick up the phone. Even if you're listening on the weekend, write this number down or leave a message for Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. And your host, Gary Garner. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Laurie. Hope your holidays are happy.
You too as well. Thank you. Those numbers again, 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984 or relaxretire.com. You've been listening to Retirement Your Way. I'm your producer, Laurie Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.
Disco balls and bell bottoms, hair bands and tracksuits, grunge and denim. Styles change, and so do your financial goals.
Isn't it time you have a financial professional for the next phase of your retirement? At Relax and Retire Financial Services, we customize retirement strategies to fit your lifestyle. Call us at 251-625-1226. That's 625-1226.
Relax and Retire Financial Services, providing insurance services.